Yesterday, Facebook announced that they are going public after Mark Zuckerberg had tried to shield everything about his company in privacy for all these years. Ironic, if you know anything about Facebook, that he'd be so in favor of privacy when it came to Facebook. But yesterday they announced they're going public. They're going to have an IPO, an initial public offering, so you could like Facebook stock. More importantly for him, he wants you to buy Facebook stock. Is it worth it? Chris Hill from The Motley Fool joins me now from Fool Headquarters. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well, Paul. Good to talk to you.
So is it better to buy a share of Facebook or a DVD of The Social Network?
I think in the short term, you're better off just plunking down a few bucks for a DVD of The Social Network. When we've looked at the numbers so far coming out of Facebook and the notion that they're going to be worth $100 billion as a company, we're kind of scratching our heads over here at The Motley Fool about that. It really seems a little outrageous. The IPO, which will probably come in April or May, is definitely going to make Mark Zuckerberg rich beyond his wildest dreams, along with probably about 1,000 other people associated with the company, as well as the big Wall Street banks that are taking them public. But for average individual investors like you and me, this is an IPO to stay away from, at least until we see how the company does for the first 6 to 12 months.
Now, lots of other online companies have gone public, Google and Amazon probably being two of the best and most successful stocks in the last half decade or so. But recently we've seen Zynga, which is a big part of Facebook's success, the game company. They've gone public, Groupon, LinkedIn, etc. How have they done, and what does that tell us about what Facebook might do?
Well, it's interesting because when you look at particularly the recent online companies like Zynga, Groupon, LinkedIn, Pandora, they haven't done too well in terms of the stock performance. All of those companies are down from where the opening day, you know, there's the big pop on opening day, you know, the share price takes off. But all of those companies have settled down. So if you bought it at the opening on the opening day, you probably bought in at a price that is higher than where it's trading right now. One of the things that we've looked at is sort of how companies generate revenue and in terms of how many users they have, how many subscribers they have, and how much money they're making per user. Right now, Zynga, the online game company behind Farmville and Mafia Wars and that sort of thing, which you can play on Facebook, they're actually doing about the same as Facebook. Now that we've seen Facebook's initial numbers, Facebook obviously has a lot more users, a lot more members, but they're not really doing a much better job of monetizing those members than Zynga is. In fact, Pandora, the online music company, they're actually doing a better job of monetizing their users than Facebook is. So Facebook really has its work cut out for it if it's going to justify being valued at $100 billion.
Tell me about what this means for all of that data that Facebook has been gathering on each individual user for all of these years.
Well, that's really what Facebook needs to figure out. To the extent that Facebook has a single main competitor, it's Google, because Facebook and Google make their money primarily through ads, through search, and by being able to go to advertisers and saying, listen, you want to target certain people for your product or service, we can help you do that because we know so much about our users. Right now, Google is the best at that. I don't think anyone would dispute that. They are much better at it than Facebook is right now. But I think that if Facebook is going to make a lot more money, and if you're an investor, that's really what you care about. You know, if you're buying a share of a company, you're basically saying, okay, I'm buying this in the belief that you're going to make more money next year than you made this year and more money the year after that. If Facebook is going to do that, they're going to have to figure out ways to make even more money off of their ad search, because I'm not entirely sure, other than expanding into other countries, which Facebook is doing, because it's kind of reached a saturation point here in the United States. Other than that, I don't see where Netflix comes up with more ways to make a lot more money other than if they want to get into acquiring other companies, which is certainly something they could do.
Facebook, a year ago, people were talking about it, and they said, oh, here's a company that has 500 million members, and then it was 600 million and 700 million. And yesterday, people were talking about, in some of the media reports, Facebook has 800 million members. I've actually blogged about this. I call it the Facebook lie, because there are not 800 million members. We don't have 10% of the planet on Facebook. If you go in there, you'll notice that Tide Laundry Detergent has a Facebook page. Purell has a Facebook page. Applejacks has a Facebook page. Every movie that comes out, every company in the world have Facebook pages. They're not people with members. I know Mitt Romney would say that all of those corporations are people and all those products are people, but they're not actually. They don't have all of those members. Do we have any idea, Chris, how many human beings are actually using Facebook?
That's a great question. I don't think we know at this point, and I think that one of the things Facebook will find out, and one of the things Mark Zuckerberg probably already knows, but he will certainly find out when the company goes public, is that it's a lot harder being a public company than it is being a private company.
Yeah.
You have to deliver the quarterly numbers. You have to get on the conference call and answer questions from analysts. I do think that's a great question, and there will probably be pressure from Wall Street analysts and individual investors for Facebook to break out their numbers, to be even more transparent about how they are growing their business, where they are monetizing individual people versus businesses. You're absolutely right about, you know, movies having Facebook pages, that kind of thing. It may be that Facebook is able to better monetize corporate accounts like that than they are individual people. I don't know. Another thing that I think is going to be worth watching is however many users they have, how active are these users? Because there are certainly people I know who are on there every single day, and it's very much a part of their daily routine. There are other people I know and work with who are on maybe once a month. So I have to believe those people are not as valuable as the former group.
Well, I've got a 17-year-old daughter at home, and she's on it every night for multiple hours. She's got pictures on there. She's got all sorts of stuff that she's posted. And, you know, she's using Facebook's video chat to talk to her high school friends and people that she's met on trips and all that sort of stuff. It's an integral part of her life. Google has tried to capture some of that same social media hysteria, if you will, with Google Plus. How successful have they been in chipping away at what Facebook is?
I think they've been moderately successful to date. It remains to be seen if they can scale it from where it is. Google Plus, I believe, has about 100 million members. Obviously, that's a fraction of what Facebook has. But keep in mind, Google can afford to struggle a little bit with its social network because Google has Google Search. And their search platform, both on Google.com and on YouTube, and frankly on the Android operating system on mobile devices, Google has a cash cow in their search. So that is able to fund anything else Google wants to do. So Google doesn't have to be as successful with its social network as Facebook has to be, because that's primarily what Facebook is. I think that Google is going to keep going after this because obviously they see the value in it, and they probably feel like they can offer a slight alternative, maybe even a slightly more grown-up version of Google Plus that is not appealing to your 17-year-old daughter, but is maybe more appealing to young professionals in their 20s and 30s.
Chris, you and I have known each other for a long time. Here's how long we've known each other. I knew you when The Motley Fool was the most visited page on AOL, when AOL was the thing. Everybody was getting those discs in the mail. Everybody was using dial-up services to get into America Online. You've Got Mail was so hot it became the name of a Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie. That and Netscape are part of tech history, not present, or future. In that line of where tech companies come and go, where is Facebook?
I think Facebook is in an enviable position, but Facebook would do well to remember the lessons of, for example, AOL and Netscape. They haven't proven that they can make dramatic amounts of money increasing year over year. Let's just put this in perspective. Google came out with their filing yesterday. The revenue that Facebook, the revenue that Facebook brought in last year, $3.7 billion. Okay, that's for the entire year. $3.7 billion is about what Walmart takes in revenue in 3 days.
Wow!
So when we look at Walmart being valued by the public market at roughly twice what Facebook is going to be valued at, and it's making dramatically more money in a given year.
Yeah.
You know, again, Facebook's in a good spot. Anyone would love to be in the position they're in. But when the bell rings on opening day, whether it's April or May or whenever it is, that's really when you're in the big leagues. And they're going to have to prove that they can innovate, make more money year over year, and find ways to monetize their user base in a way that doesn't annoy their user base. We saw just last year with Netflix, the way that Netflix bungled the announcement of splitting off the DVD by mail business, increasing fees. They kind of took their users for granted.
Yep.
And we'll see if Facebook can learn from Netflix's mistake.
Yeah, hopefully they can. And I'm stunned by that comparison you just gave us between Facebook and Walmart. That's an amazing number and one that investors absolutely need to keep in mind. I'm not saying go out and buy Walmart shares. I'm not saying don't go out and buy Facebook shares. But you actually do have to take a look at the numbers and not think, wow, I'm on Facebook all the time. I'm going to own stock in this company. Because that's not how you act as an investor, right?
Absolutely. And I think one, you know, it's funny, on our weekly radio show, the guy who's our engineer just became a father for the first time. And so we went around the studio and we each recommended a stock for his newborn son. But the only stipulation we gave was you have to pick a company that you're confident is going to be around when this newborn baby is 50 years old. And if you start thinking in those terms, it dramatically narrows down the universe of stocks that you're thinking about. I mean, I think the ones we came up with are ones that would not surprise anyone. Coca-Cola was one. Johnson & Johnson was another. I mean, these are companies that are huge, that have diverse, sustainable, international businesses. And again, we're pretty confident they're going to be around in 50 years. Facebook, it might be, but I wouldn't bet that way today.
Chris Hill from The Motley Fool, online at fool.com or on Twitter at The Motley Fool. Great pleasure to talk to you again, Chris. Thanks for your time today.
Always a pleasure, Paul. Thanks.
Terrific analysis. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.